Hello.
Hi. Good afternoon, Ebba.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you today, Ebba?
Afternoon starts raining.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
So it's raining cats and dogs?
Yeah. So I think it's better to me because it is too much fog and smog.
Yeah, do you like rainy days?
Not that much, but these days we need to be rain.
Yes, and during, you know what, it's really weird because I like rainy days.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So outside?
Well, I like rainy days because for me it's more peaceful. It's calm, I think it's perfect for you to just sit back and read some books, or maybe watch your favorite TV show, something like that, okay?
Yeah. It's right.
Okay, so what were you doing before I called Ava?
I just arrived at home.
Oh, I see, okay, because your work finished early.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, you can also say, right, instead of saying, I just arrived at home. Well, it's okay. However, you can also say, I just arrived home from work.
I just arrived at home.
I just arrived home. Arrived home from work.
Arrived home from work.
Yes.
Exactly. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So, Ava, last time, if you can still remember, right, last Monday, we talked about breakfast, right?
Yes. Right.
Okay. And we discussed, you know, typical Korean breakfast. You're about to say something. Go ahead.
I had a Korean breakfast today too. I ate how can I say, pumpkin soup and kimchi and rice and eggs.
Okay. Yes, and I've also watched several longer videos about banchan. Yes. Different. There's breakfast banchan, and there's even dinner banchan. Because in Korea, right? I heard that it's very typical for some workers, even students, I am especially students, who bring lunchbox, right?
To school. Right. Some schoolers. I think these days usually have some school food.
Yes, and I think
annoying. Annoying for food package, lunchbox.
Okay, and yes, that's right. For me, I think it's more convenient. Okay. More convenient because you don't need to, you know, go out and buy, and you don't need to spend. Personally, do you bring lunchbox or do you bring food with you at work?
Not at all. If I have to do, I will buy some food. Another shop.
I see. So usually when you go out on break, let's say lunch break, okay, where do you usually buy your food? Where do you usually buy food?
I usually eat my lunch in the workplace.
Remember you mentioned in the canteen?
They have food can I say this?
Yeah, for
lunchy,
I think it's a tough meal, right? Yeah, like that.
Sometimes I wanted to buy some food, another food. I usually went to the restaurant outside.
I see. Okay. Do you like what is that food? Kianmari.
I love it.
Yeah. Like an egg omelet, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. Yeah. I think it's you know, easy to make. Don't you think?
Yeah, it's easy to make. Yeah.
I think even a teenager can make that on her own.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the reason why I asked is because we're going to talk about the dinner foods, right? Because we're done with breakfast at this time. What is a typical dinner food in Korea?
Dinner food in Korea. Typical.
Mm-hmm. Of course, there will always be side dishes, right?
Yeah. I can't say just one food.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many Korean foods. I and my family usually eat kimchi jjigae, kimchi soup.
Kimchi soup.
It's very easy to make.
Uh-huh.
Just boil some water and kimchi and some other things.
Okay.
So usually it's kimchi soup. And sometimes doenjang soup.
Yes, that's popular. And those are the kinds of foods that you can just, you know, put it in the refrigerator and then you can reheat it, you know, if you want to eat it, right?
Yeah, very easy.
And I find, you know what, Ava, I find Korean foods very nutritious and healthy. Right?
Well, these days I think it's too salty and too heavy sometimes.
Okay.
Because it's salty, so we have to eat rice more.
Mm-hmm.
It makes us okay.
What makes it too salty?
Our family like salty too. We put more soup. So sticky soup prefer. We prefer sticky. What can I say? Not loose soup. And that we like thick soup.
Yes,
it makes us salty.
That made it salty. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, so maybe you have to reduce the use of salt or...
Yeah.
What about soy sauce? Soy sauce is okay?
Soy sauce is okay, but we usually cook it more be salty.
But I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I guess the main ingredients or the one condiment that will, you know, that will always be in Korean kitchen is the sesame oil.
That's right.
Sesame oil.
We love it.
Because
it's very good.
And it makes the food shiny and looks appetizing.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
Okay. Anyways, do you have any questions and concerns?
Nothing else.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I guess our time is over.
Yeah.
The time is... time is up. Yes. So thank you so much for your time, Ava.
Thank you
for sharing some of your time. And next class, okay,
tomorrow.
And
tomorrow,
yes, tomorrow, we're going to talk about, I know you're still single, right? You don't have a husband?
Not yet. Boyfriend.
Just boyfriend, okay. Uh-huh. We're going to talk about husband thing, okay? So let's just try to know your ideas or opinions about that, okay? So the title will be, What Does Your Husband Do? So we're going to talk about that tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you so much, Ella, and I'll call you again tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon. Okay?
Yeah, bye.
Bye.